Okay, I'll call a meeting order of the public hearing pertaining to, the purpose of the hearing is to obtain public comments regarding changes to the Daggett count, Daggett short-term rental ordinance. Those in attendance on the board are?
Tammy Twitchell.
Alan Wood.
Chad Reed.
Kerry Folsom.
Okay, so I'll open the floor up to any public comment on short-term rental and the ordinance that's being updated on that. Or any questions that might, anybody might have about it.
Can you tell us what the update is?
What's that?
Can you tell us what the update is?
We can say a little bit about it without reading it. One of the changes that we are making is that they will have to renew yearly. And with that, the renewal is that they'll have to have a fire inspection. They will have to make sure that they're following all of it. What we're having problems with in the past is that people are upgrading their short-term rental and they are not getting it approved. And so that's why we've gone back to the yearly deal. That's the main thing. And
yeah, another issue is the amount of people that you can put into a house. It's two to a bedroom. That's it.
On a septic system.
If you're on a septic system.
A septic system, that correct, Aaron?
Yep.
Okay. That's what we was informed with, was actually any septic systems, it's only two to a bedroom.
And
on short-term
which
rentals.
Does bring up the case that just because you have a house and then you turn it into a short-term rental, you're going to have that septic system inspected and approved for it to be a short-term rental. Make sure you sign in, please. So that was some of the issues that we've had. And also we've limited short-term rentals in the county to 25 for county properties. The town has their limit. Dutch John, I think, has their limit.
I think they do it by percentage.
Percentage.
And we did it at one time by percentage, but then we chose an amount, and then we'll evaluate that with possibly, if that gets to that point, with the consultation with the county commission, okay? If we need to move that number.
You can sit on my lap.
We got any more chairs?
How old are you?
We got some more chairs.
Old enough, no better.
Maybe those that are out in the hall, Matt's going to go get some chairs if you can go with him to help him as far as getting a chair for yourself. Okay.
Do we need to move it in?
I don't know, Randy, with the possible. We don't have this facility, I mean, this part, and we've got people that did request to come on. So I'm.
Do you know how to set it up in there?
No, don't.
Okay. No. I only got shown, and I'm not sure I did this one right. I've never used it before.
So we can go right over there, but I got this one.
Do we need to?
You need to move that in.
So we just got good help around here.
This one.
I think we pretty well covered everything that we've changed.
Okay, let me just make this comment. If you've just come in and you haven't signed in, please do. It's in the back.
There's
did
two
you do this one where
yeah.
Everything terminates in one year?
Yeah, I already said that. Okay. Yeah, yearly deal.
Same thing with the fire marshal.
Yeah, and that they have to get a fire marshal inspection. The thing is, we feel like a short-term rental is no different than a hotel. And they have certain laws and rules that they have to follow, and that we want to make sure that the tourists are very well protected when they come here, and that's why we're kind of cracking down that way on it. They have to have a safe place. And parking is another issue. And so the only real complaints we've had is about noise and about people coming and going all the time. And so that's
what is the number of
what is the town's limit?
15.
15, and they are full. We have 8 or 9
right now?
I think it was 9.
I thought we were closer to 10.
I think it's 10.
Yeah.
I don't know, I got to know.
The city has a waiting list, though, right?
The town or the county?
No, the town has their limit.
Okay.
Dutch John has their limit, and then the county has their limit. So it's anything outside of those two places.
Gotcha. And we've had people on the waiting list for 5 years and more.
What we really need is some long-term rentals.
Yeah.
It's really desperate that we need people that will rent their place out. But we understand what short-term rentals are. They still want to come out and recreate and use their own property. But, you know, we also don't want to turn into just a rental place.
Okay. But seeing that there is anyone have any other or a public comment concerning that? Seeing that there is none, then I'll call the meeting adjourned of that public hearing. On the record for that?
For the short-term rentals?
Oh, yes, yes.
I assume that's what everybody was here for.
No.
They're for something else.
Okay.
They're for something else. I was waiting for other people to jump up.
Okay, go ahead.
But I don't have a lot to add. It's just I want to make a, you know, official statement on it.
Okay, please do.
We recommend that short-term rentals have approved water and sewer, regardless of what that is. If it's public water, public sewer, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a on-site wastewater system or on-site drinking water, we ask that it be approved. The fire marshal is a good thing. And the other thing that we've seen come up in other areas is that the building official signed off on it. We've run into structures that weren't built to code,
right.
And have them sign off on it. And we would recommend that. I've had three structures that wanted to be used, and we said, no, the building official isn't going to sign off on that. And they caved in when it snowed. So
we do have a billion. We do have that in that a billion official does have to approve that, which would be Matt Tate.
Yeah. Is that okay. Annually?
Annually, because it's renewed annually.
You're making your building inspector come out annually to do it.
I thought we just fire inspector.
The fire inspector is coming.
Yeah, I don't think they do the building. Once the building has been inspected, I think it's okay.
Only if they state in the renewal that they've made significant changes, then obviously that needs to be inspected.
Yeah, and the water sewer is probably the same situation.
It is, yeah.
Once it's approved, it
unless they've
should
added
be fine unless they change something.
They've made changes then. Yeah. Like building a home, you have to do all that.
Yeah.
Are the motels that are already here included in your limits?
No.
Okay.
Motels are totally a business.
This is like Airbnb stuff.
Right.
Darren, you state your name. Oh, Darren Brown with Tri-County Health Department.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
For this minutes on this one.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. All right. Okay, thanks, Darren. Now I will call that. This
I'll make a motion to close the meeting on the public hearing on the short-term rental.
Okay, second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, the motion carries. We'll go now to, hold on, we're going to restart everything.
Sorry. I have to post all these separate, so.